It seems difficult to imagine that France and Britain could ever have considered joining together to form one country. I mean, let's face it, some couples are better off sleeping in separate beds. But papers discovered in Britain's National Archives in London suggest that France did indeed make such a proposal. Facing a series of prickly foreign policy dilemmas, French Prime Minister Guy Mollet suggested the union in 1956 and even went so far as to offer to accept the sovereignty of the British Queen. The finding has flabbergasted Francophiles, baffled the British, and has left historians scratching their heads. Richard Vinen is a professor who specializes in French history at King's College in London. He joins us now to discuss this discovery. And what was your reaction when you heard about this?
Well, I fell off my seat while I was eating my breakfast, really. I was completely stunned.
Couldn't imagine it.
I was very surprised, and I'm still quite sceptical about how much of a kind of real project this was.
Well, I've seen this copies of these top-secret documents from the Constitutional Department. Help us understand what would lead Guy Mollet to make this proposal.
Well, I think there may be just personal things. Guy Mollet was an English teacher. He was quite an Anglophile. He lived in the north of France, or came from the north of France, which is a very kind of pro-English area. This was also a very peculiar moment in kind of the Franco-British relative history, in that both countries are facing similar problems of national decline, the beginnings of the loss of empire. And I think there's a brief period where it looks as if Britain is handling those problems better than France. There's a period particularly after the French are defeated in Indochina at Dien Bien Phu in 1954. Guy Mollet himself is humiliated in Algeria in February 1956, where the local settlers throw tomatoes at him very famously. And the strange thing is, of course, all that comes to an end very dramatically at the end of that year with the Suez Crisis, when the French and British are involved in trying to seize the Suez Canal. That's seen as much more humiliating by the British. Just 2 or 3 years later, of course, everything seems changed because Charles de Gaulle comes back to power in France. And I think someone like de Gaulle would have cut his tongue out before he would have pledged allegiance to the authority of the British sovereign.
Well, how did the Brits respond to this?
Well, my sense is that Anthony Eden responded amicably, at least.
The Prime Minister at the time.
Yeah, that's right. And Eden, just as Mollet speaks English, Eden speaks French fluently. So Eden is a very Francophile person. Of course, like a lot of his generation, he's fought in France. So I think he's quite sympathetic. My sense is that his civil servants, the people around him, were very hesitant indeed.
Why is this just now coming to light? I understand that these papers were actually released to the public 2 decades ago.
Well, first of all, one of the French newspapers this morning carried a slightly sniffy story saying that actually this had been known about since 1987, but that it simply hadn't been discussed. Why is it being discussed for the first time now? Well, the Public Record Office, the National Archives in Britain, have got very good at marketing themselves recently. So they're quite good at producing periodic kind of juicy revelations from their archives, which sometimes turn out to be a bit less juicy than they look at first glance.
What's the reaction been there in Britain? Are the Brits, as you say, equally as sniffy?
I think the Brits are amused. Of course, a lot of British people, although we tend to mock the French sometimes, most of us are really Francophiles. Many of us think living in France is quite an attractive prospect. So there's been a lot of rather kind of comic response with people playing accordions and people talking in kind of a cod French and so on and so forth. I think the reaction has been, amongst historians, has been primarily one of surprise, and amongst journalists has been primarily one of kind of entertainment, really.
Professor Vinen, thanks so much. It's been fun talking to you.
Thank you.
Richard Vinen is a professor of French history at King's College in London.